time and in sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Minnesota Twins lost on the road to Kansas City last night, 2-1. Minnesota starter Pablo Lopez made his first start since June 4th. He pitched six innings and gave up two runs on six hits, one walk, and four strikeouts. The only runs Lopez gave up were on a two-run homer in the third inning. The St. Paul Saints lost to Louisville on Friday night 5-4 in 10 innings. Golden Gopher volleyball picked up a straight set sweep at Vanderbilt last night, while Golden Gopher women's soccer lost to Milwaukee 1-0. Golden Gopher football hosts Northwestern State today. The Gophers are off to a 1-0 start this season after beating Buffalo 23-10 last week. Gopher cornerback Zaquan Bryan says they were happy to beat Buffalo, but they have room for improvement.
Every week we head into, you know, want to be 1-0. And after that Buffalo game, you know, I felt like we didn't play our hardest. We feel like we didn't play up to the standard. But we know that this week and every other week, we going to, you know, make the competition better. We just going to compete with each other and get better every single day.
Kickoff is at 11 this morning at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Minnesota Lynx are at Golden State tonight, tip-off at 7:30. The Minnesota Vikings play at Chicago on Monday Night Football to open the NFL season. It'll be the first regular season start for J.J. McCarthy. Vikings running back Aaron Jones says he has confidence in McCarthy and has talked to him about it.
Same thing you've been doing since you were a kid. You're a winner. Let's keep it going. But our job is to make your job easier. So let us know how we're going to do our job to make your job easier. But if there's any other way we can help, let us know.
Kickoff in Chicago is at 7:15 Monday night. Minnesota Lynx legends Maya Moore and Sylvia Foles will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame tonight. I'm Jason Dinesen, and this is Sports on MNN.